Hello and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Episode 140. Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. We are here. Do you hear it? Do you hear the birds chirping? Ah, such a delicious vibe, guys. Like, honestly, I am so smitten. But before we start, could we say welcome to the springtime? Ah, definitely. We just had the spring equinox, which was yesterday, which was such a delicious situation for me. Although I have to say I was a little tired because I had somewhat of a vigorous workout. You already know your girl is in the gym doing the damn thing, and it's been a groove of mine. Of course, we have the sirens going because I'm outside. It's too much of a beautiful day. I could not be inside. You already know the vibes going forward. We back out here. I've been waiting for this time for some time now. Now, don't get me wrong, doing these episodes for me inside the house has been a vibe too. I had to kind of like maneuver in a way where it was comfortable for me, setting the tone and so forth. And that was a delicious moment too. I really feel like every season comes with its own, you know what I mean? Which goes into the topic that I want to discuss. But before we start, be sure to check out my blog at Elizabeth Magical Garden. I have been writing on my blog, guys. I upload a blog post every single Thursday, okay? And sometimes on Tuesday. I have been making it a point to write more, and it's been a delicious situation. Just really a sweet excerpt on some of the research that I've been doing, especially in my fitness journey, some of the things I have learned and so forth. So be sure to check that out. All the information will be down below, as well as check out my vlog channel and the podcast channel. Yes, Elizabeth Magical Garden Podcast is on YouTube as well. So be sure to check that out. So first of all, like I disclosed, I have been going to the gym, and it's been a thing. Life-changing. Now, I don't want to come over here preaching like, oh my God, you know, go to the gym, this, that, and the third. But I will share some of the things that I have come to understand and things that I'm seeing within myself. Because when I come to you guys and I share with you guys, I'm sharing my experience, you know, my experience, the things that I know to be true for me. And if it resonates with you, it's even more delicious. And I really believe that it will. Number one, consistency. Now, going to the gym is not something that, in terms of your weight loss, if you're trying to gain weight, when I say gain, meaning like muscle, putting on muscle, that's pretty much where I am. I'm between keeping a good mass with obtaining some muscle, just really getting fit, not overly muscular, but really being fit in my body, really strengthening myself, because I started feeling weak in areas like my grip, like just certain things. You know what they say, if you don't use it, you will lose it, right? And being a woman of a certain age, you tend to lose a lot of muscle mass along the way. I believe you start losing muscle mass as early as in your early 30s, believe it or not. And it's a real thing. It's a slow progression of how you start to get weaker in your body. And you want to use you want to put yourself in a position of a winning position. So being consistent and going to the gym, I go every other day for the most part, which is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I do some type of training, yoga, or cardio. Changed the game for me. Like I said, I am really just working on my overall health, and I'll get more in depth about that. But being consistent and going to the gym enabled me in these last couple of months to now I'm starting to see the benefits. Now, I felt like I was receiving the benefits as soon as I started, because you're helping your heart rate, the oxygen that's coming, the flow, the ongoing oxygen in your body, cleansing, and so forth. So that's been a thing that I recognize earlier on. You know, once you get the heart rate going and your temperature is rising in a good way, right? That kind of reminds me of that R. Kelly song, Temperature's Rising. Your body yearning. Okay, you know, I had to give y'all a little serenade. It just felt good all around, right? So the consistency of doing that, I did feel that in the beginning, but now that I find myself, it's about, I started, let's just say, January 1st, and now we're going into April. So I would say it's consecutive 3 months straight. I feel stronger. I can run now, like, not to say that I couldn't run before, but it was just such a sluggish type of feeling. Like I wasn't used to moving my body anymore. You know what I mean? I was practicing yoga on my yoga mat. I was doing that, guys. I have disclosed that, but I have also fell off. Like, I was not pushing myself. I was not pushing myself nowhere near like how I am pushing myself now. So being consistent in that way allows you to receive much more energy, and your strength level will definitely skyrocket. That's number one. Number two, going into the strength training. I didn't realize, again, these are my, and I wrote a blog about some of the things that definitely can turn back the hands of the time. Be sure to check that out on my blog. I wrote a nice excerpt in terms of some of the things that definitely really pushed and is aiding me in my fitness journey. And one of those things are implementing weight training. Guys, I didn't realize how lifting heavy weights is so beneficial to your body. And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, right? You go to the supermarket, you may have to pick up that big heavy thing of rice, sugar, your baby, your animals, move furniture. We're constantly in situations where we have to maneuver heavy things every now and then, and sometimes more than not. You know, if you're cleaning out your closet, which I have to do, okay, I am looking forward to doing that, believe it or not, coming up soon. That takes a certain amount of energy. So you see where I'm going? So when you train yourself to be comfortable and strengthen your muscles to allow yourself to maneuver in such ways, it's just so beneficial to you. And most importantly, it protects your bones. Like I said, as we get older, we lose so much muscle mass, and not putting on muscle puts you in a position more so than not for injury, for disease, heart disease, and so much more. So I cannot stress how important weightlifting is. I wasn't scared of it, but I thought that weightlifting was a man's sport. Like, you know, women, we get on the treadmill, Women get on the treadmill. Women does the, you know, aerobics. That was in yoga. That was a woman's sport. This is now, no one said this to me. This is something that I'm realizing that I really believe was a thing, but it's not. Now, if you, and I hope you are, start your fitness journey, it is intimidating. It can be intimidating. I'm not gonna hold you. It can be really intimidating going into the gym in the weightlifting section. What I did to, and I'm still currently doing for the next couple of months, is to incorporate a personal trainer. Game changer, guys. Now, I'm not saying that it's cheap, because it's not, but when I look at the grand scheme of things, like going out to eat, buying things just to buy them and telling myself like, oh, I want to get this, I want to get that, I could easily just invest in myself and hire a personal trainer. And that's what I did. A trainer basically introduces you to different aspects of the gym and qualities, and teaching you how to strategically perform these moves adequately. Because my thing is this: if I'm gonna get up, get dressed early in the morning, walk to the gym, because I walk, right? It's like a 13 shy of 15 minute walk, which is cool with me, right? It's all encompassing together in terms of my workout. That's how I look at it. Do all of that and not benefit as much as I can is not cool. Now, if you don't have it in your budget and you're saying to yourself, you know, I would love to have a personal trainer, but I can't afford that, the next thing I would say is to take classes. That's what I did in the beginning, just to get myself used to doing a workout, just to incorporate moves. Because think about it, you know, if you go to the gym, I know for me, going to the gym, I would get on the same machines, do the same type of moves, really don't understand, but just know I did get some cardio in. That's cool, but I'm way more strategic in terms of what I would like to receive from my workouts going forward. So taking some yoga classes is key. In my humble opinion, it will help you. First of all, you'll learn new moves, right? And you'll get to more so see how it is to incorporate the moves, but also to do them correctly. You could stay behind the class and ask the teacher, the instructor, to aid you in some of the moves and tell you what particular moves would be good for certain areas that you feel that you need help in. That's a game changer, because that's what I did in the beginning. I didn't go to the gym thinking not 1 minute. Matter of fact, I said to myself, I don't want the free training session, because I'm not going to need it. I'm going to take these classes, go to the gym on my own, and that's it. Well, what happens is, after I would say a month and a half of consistently going to the gym, taking these classes, I started becoming more confident. I started understanding where I wanted to grow, what areas in my fitness journey I wanted to implement more of. And I noticed that I wanted to incorporate more strength. And why that came about was because as I was going to these yoga sessions, I started realizing like, wow, I need to get stronger. Because yoga is not, you know, don't sleep. It's not an easy thing. It's not something, it may look cute on the mat and you're going into these poses, but being able to sustain your own body weight is definitely not an easy thing to do. So once I started realizing that, got more comfortable, I opted for a personal trainer. And I even try to, like, it's so funny, I was saying to myself, okay, I'm only going to do like a month or two. I was going to cancel. Actually, I canceled, and I actually, before the cancellation even took place, I put it back on to stay a couple of months even more, because I read up on something and it make a lot of sense, because working with him consistently, I'm starting to see not only physically, but well, I should say not only seeing it physically, but feeling it. I can see when I go, because I still go to my classes, I can see when I do go to the classes, I'm much more able to hold a pose, sustain my own body weight. My strength has gotten so much more. And I'm still, guys, I'm at the tip. Like, I'm still getting there. You know, you don't just start a couple of months and then be at the peak of your fitness journey. Personally, I don't really see it ever. I think there's peak and valleys, because especially when you start your fitness journey later on in your late 40s, there's menopause to include. There's different, you know, things that you go through hormonally that will determine your strength level. I will disclose yesterday, for instance, I didn't know, I mean, TMI, right? Time of the month. I didn't know that I was in the facility of that taking place. And I felt it was crazy, because I was doing the same moves that I was like a star in a week ago, and I was struggling yesterday. I was legit struggling, and rather than be hard on myself, I did take note, like, okay, maybe I'm tired or something like that. Yeah, I was tired, because again, hormonally, my hormones were changing, shifting to, you know, get to this place, right? So that is definitely going to take a toll on your workouts as well. Next is self-love, right? Being comfortable in your own skin. You know, a lot of times we don't want to take and make physical changes to our bodies because we don't see that we actually deserve it. You know, I'm just going to be blunt. You know, you're not in this phase where you think that you are you're worth taking that time. And I'm speaking from my own personal experience. You know, I didn't just come here by happenstance. This is a lot of work. This is therapy. This is a lot of journaling. It's a lot of pain, a lot of tears, literally sweat, okay? And to be able to sit here and have this segment of this podcast be about implementing a fitness journey in your life, it's beyond me. And it just goes to show what self-love does, because when I did take on the responsibility of taking on myself. You know, for years in my life, I have always looked out for everybody else. I have always taken care of so many people. And it got to a point where I didn't even think that I was worth taking care of. And when I say taking care of, yeah, eating, you know, getting dressed, getting your hair done, you know, the surface stuff. Yeah, I was doing that. And I thought that was a point of self-love. And don't get me wrong, that is self-love as well. But the internal work is where the real love happens, guys. When you take time to realize that nothing moves if you're not moving, and taking time out for yourself and knowing that, look, you are worth it, knowing that you have the ability to give and shine in this world, and the only way that you could come towards this world and be your true authentic self is if you are in your true habitat, which is of self-love and self-awareness. One more thing, guys. How and what you put into your body. I did, it's so funny. I was walking home from the gym the other day, and that came up. That was on my vlog channel. Guys, that is a struggle. I'm working on it. I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, I just got it all together. I'm really working on getting back to eating way better than I was. It's so crazy. For 9 years, I did not eat any chicken. The only thing I had would eat was fish, and that I did that for 9 years. Of course, the other stuff, rice, meat, all the sides I was eating, but fish was the only protein in terms of that I was really getting. And then honestly, a lot of times I wasn't even eating fish. I just spiraled into an unhealthy way of not eating meat, I believe. Okay, and when I started eating, I put chicken back on my plate last year, around, I'm gonna say around November. I still was eating a lot of vegetables, but something happened. Started eating more takeout, chicken, Chinese food. Love that Chinese food. Still love the Chinese food, but I was eating it into I was eating Chinese food where it was making me more bloated than doing any good for me. It's greasy. It's just not the best thing to do, especially that I'm working out. 'Cause I said to myself, you mean to tell me that you get up early? I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, right? I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I do what I have to do, put on my gym attire. I usually pack my bags the night before. I take care of my fur babies. I make breakfast, make sure I get my protein, make sure I have a hearty breakfast because I know I'm gonna be asking a lot of my a body when I go to the gym. And I'm going to just sabotage it by just eating Chinese food every single day. It just it I don't know what it was, but it just clicked. I guess I was saying to myself I had the right to eat the way I was eating later on because of all the good that I was doing. But consistently doing that, you're just basically not going to reap the benefit of even going to the gym because your diet and your workouts are consistent. Like one doesn't work without the other. You going to the gym is not a free a get free card to eat like crap every single day. You feel me? Especially if you have goals, and I'm sure we all do. Guys, this journey that I find myself in, I just really feel like it's imperative to share, as I always say. I have always taken you guys through the journeys, the peaks and valleys that I find myself in. I just feel so blessed and so honored to be able to use this medium, this platform that I created, to share some of the things that I have been consistently working on in my life. Because again, it's not that I have arrived and everything is just perfect. Life is still lifing, but just taking that hour for myself and just concentrating on working out and being fit in my body is life changing. And that's all I want for you guys. I just want the best. I want us all to win in this lifetime and so forth. Guys, be sure to head on over, check out my blog once again at Elizabeth Magical Garden. Everything that I create will be resided on there. Stay in peace and stay in power. Peace. Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely, definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.